podcast for 45 minutes and then come back and you can't hear shit.
Listen. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Shut the fuck up.
We're back after a long hiatus. We actually changed the name of the show. We are no longer Freak Weekly, so fuck that name if that's what you had saved. Save this new name. We are the AV Club Rejects. And as always, this is your girl, Lady Shasha, the Urban Suburbanite Fashion Freak.
To my right would be Tony Man, the fucking champion of the underdogs, bitch.
And
to my right,
Mark Twain.
That's right,
what's up,
Mark
y'all?
Twain. That's right, Mark Twain. To his right is...
Yo, this is Henry.
Henry. And our special guest for this week.
I will introduce him. We have Joshua Hudson, who is the writer, producer, and creator of Odds of Winning. And
well, since we're doing nicknames, y'all can call me the Hudsonian.
Oh, the Hudsonian.
Hudsonian.
Institute, right there.
There you go, Hudsonian Institute.
We also have the director and co-producer, Ricky Cortez Wilson.
What's up?
Come on, man. We were expecting like a West Side bitch or whatever.
Why? Just because he's black? Really? Like that? Oh, really? Oh, man.
What's up, guys?
What's hey, up?
So, anyways, we had to change the whole Freak Weekly thing because I wasn't feeling it. And AV Club Rejects is just it's just something that's a little bit more apropos.
Yeah, because we're like the rejects. We're
what's
like the last motherfuckers,
for?
Huh?
What's
AV
Club? Remember how in middle school you can sign up for that club and you just
we were the last motherfuckers picked for volleyball. We were the last motherfuckers picked for dodgeball.
I was always
well, that's because you're 8 feet tall.
No, let me tell you how to turn a negative into a positive. I was the last person picked for dodgeball. But I was the first person picked for soccer because I could be the goalie. See?
Goalie?
I can't dodgeball, like but I can get
tall. Tall. How are you a goalie?
I'm good at getting hit with flying objects. That's all I'm saying.
Actually, the better joke is...
You get hit with balls.
You get hit with balls, man. Yeah.
It was there, but I was
I'm
trying,
real good at that.
I
love getting hit by the balls.
That.
Wait, what?
Mark, that could totally be how a totally different
Mark Twain, did you just
there?
Say you get hit by balls?
You love getting hit by balls.
Love getting hit by them balls.
Teabagged with balls or just hit with balls?
Nah, just hit by them.
Like the sacks as well? I now understand the rejects in the name.
Henry, what do you think of all this?
I think that it's... I'm not going to say anything about balls.
Anyways, before we get to the interview, we're just going to just shoot
Frank
the shit
beans.
For a minute.
Frank them beans!
And speaking of Franks and beans and retardation, have you heard of Trinidad James? You like that segue?
All gold, everything!
Gold.
All gold!
Gold, imagine.
I
just watch!
I really fucking hate... I hate the state... of rap now, like in general,
just
like him, that motherfucker that had that fucking song that ass.
I like that song.
Dance.
That song it makes you as a woman, it makes you shake your ass against your will.
What if you have no ass?
It makes you shake your.
Shake that
back.
Generated area. Where it should have been.
You can be the most educated, the most proper young lady, but when you go in the club and that starts pumping and you feel that bass, There's something in your legs that just makes you start shaking your ass.
Well, since we're talking about that, you know what I have a problem with?
What?
I have a problem with that song, right? Like, when chicks want to shake their non-ass. Just like I had a problem with Carrie Hilson's song, that Don't Hate Me Because I'm Beautiful. Because there's always those fat, ugly bitches that want to sing that shit in the fucking club.
That's not right.
They would be all sloppy, be like, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. And you're just
bitch,
like,
you look like that.
They have their personalities.
Hey.
Fuck
and
that.
They got big titties. That's it.
I have never heard a guy say, wow, look at the personality on her.
She's got great morals. Look at her. Look at the morals on that lady.
She has such a sparkling personality.
Look at a set of morals.
I have never
on
been walking
really.
On a beach and have a guy go, hey, girl, let me come and learn about your personality. No.
Come on. But it's true. You know what? I blame music nowadays for that bullshit. Like, to have motherfuckers that do that shit, that give ugly women that false sense of security that they think they're all good looking. It's not happening.
I don't know about it. You can listen to music back from the 40s and the 50s and stuff, and it still insinuated the same thing. It may not have been quite as blunt, but they were still...
Listen to the words of Tutti Frutti on Rudy.
Yeah, you know,
go
like
ahead.
He was still
insinuating. Tell me what those words meant.
I know a girl named Sue, she knows just what to do. What you think he's talking about Sue knowing how to do?
So what the fuck is a wop bop a loop bop a lot man boo?
That's the sound that the headboard makes.
I've had plenty of headboards and they never did that wop bop a loop bop a lot man boom.
If a guy came up to you and asked you, do you want to wobble up and bam, bam, boom, would you say yes?
I'd say, hey, how much money you got there, sexy man? No, I wouldn't do that with a man either. What the hell?
You forgot the best part of Trinidad James Soul.
What?
Nigga.
See, I can't say that. Y'all can say it, because
you
got a couple of African Americans up in here. If I say it, I'll be like Quentin Tarantino getting ostracized in a movie.
Yeah, but I do. I have to
watch Spike Lee since fucking Malcolm X. So. He's
a hater. Inside Man was good.
No, but what kills?
Inside Man was good.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Inside Man sucked. Come on.
No, it was good.
Inside Man was garbage.
Is that HBO?
No, it was good. Denzel Washington in it.
Inside Man was garbage.
It was on Oxygen and then Network.
Inside Man sounds like a great
porn
to me.
What inside? See, what the fuck?
Denzel Washington, great movie.
Yo, I'm telling you, you know what? And another problem I had was Cat Williams. Did you hear Cat Williams when he was like, I'm going to take my fist and punch it in Quentin Sage? Have you listened to the Pimp Chronicles?
All I remember from it is this shit.
Did you watch Catpocalypse?
That's what I'm saying.
2013, you dumbass.
Yes.
Yo, everything was, he was dropping the N-word every 5 seconds, but yet we're talking about a show. He's going to make that. Well, he's talking about a show, and I mean a movie, and it was like, Dave,
you might as well do
Mark
it.
Twain,
just
open the fucking door because it's going to, there you go.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah. Yes, I'm sorry.
Excuse our ratchetness, and I'm not editing that out either. So
no, because Mark Twain was trying to step outside for a minute, and I was hoping that the alarm didn't go off, but fuck it, it went off. I don't give a fuck. Anyways, back to what I was saying.
The reason why I said that is so that we could talk about Django, because I was just thinking about, you know, the Trinidad James and the chorus and nigga, 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 and all these people that are angry that slave masters were actually calling slaves niggers.
But that's how it was
historical.
I'm
get
like,
the
that's
fuck
what,
over
what do you
get
think they're
going to
call? Hey, you black guy, get over here.
Hey, you N-word. N-word. No, new N-word. Not... New N-word. New.
Yeah. Wait, did they call them Negroes? No, they said nigger.
Yes.
It's like why look like that? Because they've never seen a nigger on a horse before. You goddamn right they've never seen that shit. It's historical.
Dude,
it happened. Get the fuck over it.
Mm-hmm. My favorite shit was when he was like, treat him like this, and the girl's like, you want me to treat him like, no, don't treat him like white folks.
What's supposed to be? You know, his mama working the...
Yes, big daddy.
So you supposed to treat him like white folks?
No, don't treat him like that.
That showed you right there. It's like, damn.
But it's historical truth. Probably.
I
want to
see the director's cut of that movie. That
what, Django?
Like, yeah.
You got to read the script.
Yeah. I read the parts that you showed me.
You didn't read nothing.
You showed me.
I never
part
downloaded
of,
you no script.
Oops. You showed me something, or either you verbally told me about some scenes
about
that
it.
Were not in the film because they were way too graphic.
Yeah, I verbally told you about it because I would.
Well,
never
maybe
do that
the
kind
way
of
you
stuff.
Told it to me illustrated it so well I could picture it in my head, therefore making me feel like I.
Yes.
So
at any rate, yes. If you can get a hold of this the script, by all means, take a look at it.
Golden Globe winner.
Mm-hmm. Although they didn't give DiCaprio his Oscar nod yet, and that dude broke his hand for real.
No, he cut his hand up when he slammed that table, and that shit was bleeding. That was real blood.
And I feel bad.
He rubbed it on her face.
Yeah.
That was his real blood.
So her reaction was real. Wow. That wasn't acting. It was like, did this dude just.
That's how you make a fucking movie, though.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Train.
Yeah, but DiCaprio wants his, he wants his Oscar bad, though.
Look at what they did to the people that made Evil Dead. Like, he was torturing those folks.
And dude, you know what?
Did you
I don't even want to talk about
remake?
Evil Dead, bro.
Oh, I'm excited for that.
Evil Dead is overrated. That's fucking.
No, Evil Dead 2 was even better.
That's the first one, guys.
No, it's walking. Walking Dead come out. When's the new season of Walking Dead come out?
Walking Dead. Who the fuck watches Walking Dead?
I watch Walking Dead. Who doesn't watch Walking Dead? I watch that.
I don't watch.
Thank you.
I watch Boardwalk Empire, and I watch
that's my shit right there.
Yeah, all right.
And I watched that movie with show with the dragon bitch.
You don't even know the name of the show. No, come on.
Winter is coming, goddammit. Winter is coming.
What she got? Game fucking dragons.
Where are my dragons?
Game of Thrones, no.
She was killing me that.
No.
Have you seen
You never seen Game of Thrones?
Dude, you gotta watch it.
I've seen a couple episodes, but.
Dude, it's never stuck.
It's never stuck. Supernatural.
They streamed it online
and
they loaded it up
next day. Supernatural, yes.
Supernatural. I watched the whole first two seasons without having HBO.
Lady, yeah?
Yes.
Supernatural? Yes.
No, I've never watched Supernatural.
Don't watch it, no.
Did you ever watch Misfits?
Sad day.
I don't watch a lot of TV programs that are on like regular TV.
The superheroes from Britain?
I generally watch HBO.
No.
Except for American Idol.
Yeah, except for American Idol.
I don't even like American Idol.
I only want to see Mariah argue with Nicki. That's
here,
it.
Listen.
I don't even care about
the
singing.
That's part of it before the shit even came.
No, but there's going to be little barbs back and forth.
I think it's ironic that they're hiring Nicki Minaj to judge.
To judge a singing contest.
Yeah.
You know,
no, not even a singing contest. To judge people, period.
Yes.
All right. let this be I'm going to have a confession, Lady Sasha. It's on one of those movie rental things that I'm not going to say because they're not plugging me. But anyway, your show Shameless is on there. And I was making a vow that I was going to watch every single English episode of it.
It's a good show. The British version is a good show.
Just for you, I was going to watch it.
I think you'll
you kept trying to make me watch it, and I kept trying to go to sleep. Because you're watching it at 4 in the morning, like, yeah, you got to watch Shameless.
No, because I stumbled onto it like 2 years ago, the first season on...
Who that?
I'm gonna name it because I don't think it's... People even really go there anymore. But if you guys do, you guys remember Mega Video?
She's like in her,
Do you remember Mega Video?
She looks like
it used to be a site online, and I just stumbled onto
Mega Upload.
She looks like mine.
No, it used to be called Mega Video. Well, maybe they changed it to Mega Upload. But
the guy that got busted.
Yeah,
and it's annoying.
Yeah, but originally it was called Mega Video. It's like 2 years ago. It was called Mega Video.
That's how I watched all the episodes of Rules of Engagement.
Yeah, that's how I got hooked on Shameless. I watched the first episode, and then it was like over a course of a week. I was watching like 4 episodes a day.
Straight addiction.
Months. What are we
been
talking
months.
About?
I don't know what is going on in this.
Dude,
site.
Have you watched? have you fucking watched? Breaking Bad. Anybody?
Yes, yes.
I
like that.
So I kind of knew Breaking Bad.
Fuck that. You're in Florida. That's Breaking Bad down here too. Meth everywhere.
Hazard, Kentucky is like the birthplace and meth central.
God, you know what?
How long did you live in Kentucky?
Probably like maybe 4.
How big was your town?
Shout out Kentucky.
It was Williamsburg next to Corbin. Yeah.
So let me get. Junkies. So you had.
Yeah, the way you're saying that, it sounds like 4 years too long.
Yeah.
So wait, were you the one that was considered the wealthy man because you had all your teeth? Is that what you're saying?
Wow.
That's a little cold.
That's a little cold.
Wow.
Or Bama.
You didn't have sex with your cousin? Hey, that's a rich man over there. You know how you circumcise a hill?
Don't you mean your brother cousin?
You know how you circumcise a hillbilly? You kick his sister in the chin.
That's just messed up. That is just
messed up. Hey. Let it soak in for a
little bit. If there's anybody that's listening for Kentucky, oh well.
Hey, you know what? You can write to...
We are equal opportunity. If we haven't mentioned your state, we'll get to it eventually.
Trust me. We hate everybody equally.
Send all your hate mail to @TonyMan00 on Twitter, and you know what? I'll be sure to respond to it. I don't give a shit. Hillbillies, rednecks, and hicks, all y'all, all of them.
Damn shame.
You gonna
They did have something good come out of Kentucky.
We're getting low. We're getting low.
I thought you were going to say KFC.
Get him straight.
That too. I was thinking KFC. This person was like, well, you know, Nappy Roots and KFC, it did come, you know.
Yeah.
Nappy Roots.
These dudes just
Nappy Roots.
Took a break to get a drink.
You're allowed to drink.
That's when you think that the show can
you're
be
you're allowed to
ratchet.
Drink when you're on the radio.
Yes,
we're not.
That's true.
Yes, son.
But we're not plugging any alcohol names until you give it to us for free.
Does anybody listen to 101.9 down here?
Oh, is that 101 Jams?
Yeah, 102 Jams.
Yeah,
102 Jams.
Yeah.
Have y'all heard how much they've been, like, shitting all over, what is it, 106.5 or whatever?
No.
No. I haven't listened to the radio in a minute.
Yeah, I'd never even heard of this other radio station until they started shitting on them. And they were like, if you...
106.7.
106.7, yeah. There we go. That's the one. I'd never even heard of 106.7.
XL.
Yeah, XL.
Johnny's
whatever.
House in the morning.
Yeah.
I'll have to find it now.
No, but
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that was... I'd never heard of them until they started being like, oh, if you flip over to 106.7, you're gonna hear this, and then you're gonna be flipping right back to us. And I was like, well,
see,
I never heard of them. So I'm gonna, that's exactly what I did. Like, it's funny. Now they're on my presets.
Ooh, note to self.
So fuck shout that. Out 106.7.
I just got an idea.
It's a jam, but it's fucking playing all this other bullshit.
We need to make a
secondary like,
podcast.
102
and a secondary podcast.
We're gonna
like,
shit on this
don't ever go over to AV Club Rejects because they fucking suck. And they'll just drink more.
Yeah,
so that's how you use that.
You know what? We can't, since we're drinking on the air, but we can't plug. Let me just say the Rinnacle is
what?
Very good.
Rinnacle? What are you doing?
Rinnacle.
They don't get, they have not paid for that.
Who, Rinnacle?
They're not even
Rinnacle.
No, name names without money. You
that's Rinnacle.
That. Stop saying it. People will figure it out. It's not cool. That's how you keep from getting paid. I'm trying to get us paid. You know the concept of money?
Man,
yeah,
monetary. Ain't nobody gonna know what it is.
Yeah, of course. Not at all.
The apple in the end of
it.
It's definitely something we're trying to work on as well.
Mm-hmm. Plug.
Speaking of
y'all
plugging.
Y'all better pay me for that shit, motherfucker.
Speaking of plugging, we are going to plug something because that's what we're here for tonight anyways. And that is this website. It's called Odds of Winning.
Woohoo!
Which we have the creator and the director here and co-producers, and we have some questions for you guys on it.
Oddsofwinning.net.
Yep.
Oddsofwinning.net.
Check us out on Facebook.
Holla.
www.facebook.com/oddsofwinning.
Mm-hmm.
And our Twitter handle is @oddsofwinning.
Hell yeah.
We just released an episode strictly for the fans today. It kind of serves as a almost like a teaser for the upcoming season. We'll kind of get into that a little bit.
And it's actually really, really fucking funny.
He's got good radio voice.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
It's
he has
very...
a face for radio.
Oh,
sorry, that's the Roosevelt coming out.
That was a director joke.
Is Roosevelt the name of your character in the show?
Yes, I argued heavily to keep the character
Roosevelt.
The same because we were possibly thinking about changing him because we couldn't get any black guys that fit.
Apparently, there is a shortage of very tall African Americans in the city of Orlando that act.
They're all playing for the Magic.
That's true.
Even the coach.
It's like, no, they're all traded to LA.
Oh,
yeah, right. It's like,
wow.
Do you even play basketball in Orlando anymore?
Why don't you go to UCF?
Nah.
There's UCF, right? And there's some bunch of short motherfuckers on you, whatever.
Yeah, we needed a tall guy.
Yeah,
so, I mean.
Well, you're only 6'2, right? Or 6'1?
6'2 and a half.
You?
Yeah.
You're not that tall.
Stand up, go ahead, do it.
Fuck that, let's have a measuring contest, man.
Yeah, you're taller than me.
Yeah, because I'm 6 feet tall, so you're about 2 inches taller than me. Mm. All right, so you know, wherever we go, you're my protection.
I get that all the time.
We're gonna go to OBT.
And you
give off
that aura. Like once you get to know you, you're a great guy.
I told
you,
he's a teddy bear.
Nice. He is a big teddy bear, but you give off that, or you can just stand you at the door. You just stand you at the door. You just cross your arms. Like you don't even need to be mad. You just cross your arms, stand at the door, and people will be like, "Oh hell no!"
It's my experience that it's the short guys that are most volatile.
Yes,
they're 5'5" or under. They have something to prove to the world.
You're
rowdy.
They got mean streak.
Yes,
is that true?
Little bit. Hey, I'm like 5'10".
Yeah, he's taller than 5'5".
I'm taller
than 11. I'm talking about like...
Mighty Mouse people.
Yeah,
like
Prince
Manny
size.
Pacquiao height.
Yes.
Manny Pacquiao, that motherfucker's like a midget.
Yeah.
that when they got punched in his face and knocked him
down.
When
they got paid $15 million, 10 more than the winner. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my
he
man
did
is winning.
Okay, he got like a full on
Pacquiao. Who got Pacquiao? That's the dude.
The full on crushed in his face.
Wasn't the next like 4 or 5 days after that happened on social media the best? Because there was like Photoshop pictures of him and everything.
Like, Manny, are you okay?
And Mike Tyson punch out. Yes.
Yeah, you guys want to see a dead body?
So
that was awesome.
As you can see,
we back on track. Kick the shit out of any Photoshop fucking maker. I mean, come on, man.
Hey, I'll get punched in the face for that kind of money.
That's enough. You know what? No,
that's enough money to fix whatever is broken.
Yeah,
and then some.
Maybe $15 million.
You know, you look like you would be more part of Manny Pacquiao's clan then.
Okay.
Your face, like you.
For those that don't know, there's a running gag because if you've ever seen the show, Gangland. There was a Cambodian gang on there, and there happened to be a young lady in that gang who was a dead ringer for me.
She had that rice hat on, that shit. Cambodian. Yo, I paused and I was like, oh shit, that looks just like you. She's like, no, it does not. It looked just like her.
I will admit, it did look a lot like me, but I'm not Cambodian.
Just like the little Indian girl looked like your sister.
Yeah, well, you know, it happens. Hey.
But back, okay, so.
As I told a friend of mine before, us black people, we don't all look alike.
No, we don't.
You know,
only Asians do.
Oh, yeah. Wow. All right, so back to the
Yeah, you guys just have to get used. Yeah, I know. We have like a whole meandering way of
ADHD.
Doing
it. That's fine. That's all have ADD, so it just goes from here to back here, back here.
Yeah, your sponsor should be Ritalin.
For real. Seriously.
Adderall.
Yes.
Ritalin.
Medicinal marijuana.
Adderall,
we'll be on here all night.
Yes.
You know you would too.
I know. I'm like, yo, what?
So, Joshua, how did you get the idea or the concept for the show?
This idea, it's gone through a lot of incarnations, actually. I had a friend of mine back in 2010. I mean, we're still really good friends, but he was going through some tough times up in Tallahassee. He just finished his master's degree at Florida State, and he was kind of at a dead-end job, and he was at a point where he's like, well, I can stay, but then I don't have a place to live, or I can move back home. And I was just like, dude, your life sounds like a sitcom. So I was like, you know what? I'll start writing. So I had this idea and I created these characters and I you know, wrote like half a pilot or whatever. And him and I kind of went back and forth for a little while. And then it just kind of rested. And after I graduated from Full Sail with my bachelor's degree, I got an internship out in Las Vegas. And when I went out there, I was living with a good friend of mine who he was getting ready to open up a bar. And he was talking to me about some, you know, business and marketing opportunities and stuff. And I was like, well, you know, I have this idea and I think it could fit. What if we did like a web series? And he's like, perfect. And he's one of those types of people that he'll be doing one thing. And then when something else strikes his interest, he's all on that and totally forgets about anything else. And so we started like, I was going gung-ho on this thing. I wrote out like 5 episodes in probably like 4 days. Like, I was just on fire.
That's like Tupac output.
Yeah. and
even
it, like,
still.
It really didn't even, yeah, and it didn't even take me that, like, each episode really is only, like, 7, maybe 8 pages. There's a couple that are about 10. But it literally took me probably about 2 hours, maybe 3 tops to write each episode. And that's just the first draft, mind you. And, you know, I was just kind of going and going and going. He's going through and he's reading these scripts. He's like, dude, each one is funnier as it goes. And it just kind of, like, kept motivating me to finish it. And we started trying to plan out, like, when we were going to do this. But then he kind of hit a snag with the bar out in Vegas. Because the way things work out there is really, really sticky when it comes to, like, the casino owners and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I believe it.
So that kind of got delayed. And things didn't really go the way that I wanted it to go. And I ended up moving back to Florida. So I'm sitting on, like, 12 scripts. And I'm like, what the hell am I going to do with this stuff? So I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to go through it and make it myself. And I had originally wrote the parts that so that we could play them. And just tried to make it as little acting as possible. Because the idea was to promote the bar. So I was like, well, let me go through and kind of adjust it a little, like tweak it a little bit and actually try and find some legit actors. And I was like, you know what, I still kind of want to play one of the parts because I wrote one of the parts for me because I'm just naturally a dumbass klutz, so it just kind of fit. And
truth hurts.
So I reached out on Facebook. There's a film networking group through Full Sail that I was a part of, and I posted something on there. And you know, I got a couple emails, and I went back and forth with a couple directors, and Ricky was one of the directors. And him and I sat, and we met up at Starbucks one day, and I mean, we were talking. God, it felt like 3 hours. And I was just like, you know what, I think this is going to work. So him and I, we were talking a little bit. We were just going back and forth, and he was reading some of the scripts, and he was really digging it. And eventually we went through, and you know, we did the casting calls, and we found pretty much all the parts. Like, we had, because there's three main guys in the script. There's Jimmy, who's the bar owner. There's Larry, who is, that's who I play. He's the laughingstock, dumbass. He's basically ends up as the janitor of the bar. Not to really give anything away, but it's in the episodes. You can see it. But and then Roosevelt's like the entrepreneur that just, you know, he kind of looks at these guys like, God, you guys are fucking morons. I'll fine. I'll bail you out. Right? So he bails them out, and he kind of saves the day, basically. He's like their superhero, so to speak. And then as the episodes go, we introduce a couple females because, you know, you got to ingest some estrogen into the series.
Yeah, you don't
want to
be a sausage party.
No, exactly. You know, get your sausage for breakfast, not with anything else. But mm-hmm. Anyways. So.
I like that.
That's, yeah. So. I'm sure the actors didn't
you
mind having
the
estrogen up in there. Estrogen.
Well, I mean, Roosevelt's a natural player, which wasn't too hard for me to play, so...
Get the fuck out of here with that!
Oh, wow!
Yes. Smooth,
you know,
transition.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's funny because when I read the script and so forth like
Mac
that,
Daddy Smooth.
I really like the character of Roosevelt because he's an asshole. But he's a lovable asshole. He's like, he's that type of person who's like, says some like, really fucked up shit, but he still is a good meaning way, so it's like, yeah, you know, your hair is fucked up, right? You know, and it's like, but he's your friend, he's your boy, he got your back no matter what. Mm-hmm. But that's just his way. And everybody recognizes that, and I was like, that sounds like me. So I have a conscience, that's the only problem. If I didn't have a conscience, I'd probably have a lot more fun in life. So, and so when I saw that part, I was like, I like this guy. I was thinking to myself, I wouldn't mind playing him myself if we can't find him or something like that. Little did I realize that it's actually based off of another big black guy who's actually like 6'10", 6'11", or whatever. So, like, when I found that out, I was like, well, no wonder. And it was like, fuck it. I can play him, you know? So, I mean...
Wait a minute. You can play another big black guy because you're a big black guy.
Exactly. It's kind of weird how that worked out.
It's not really acting.
So, what's it like directing yourself as an actor?
Good question.
Basically, to me, I like acting because directing and acting are actually two sides of the same coin. Basically, from a directing standpoint, what you're really trying to do is all the great directors, they actually get real emotion from actors for a fake character, but the emotion you see on screen and so forth is real. So that's the type of stuff they're getting out. And as a director, you have to try to kind of coach that out of them. You kind of have to be almost like a psychiatrist to get them to that point to get that kind of performance you're looking for. And on the flip side, as an actor, you're trying to pull from your own personal experiences to kind of get that real raw emotion to be brought on screen that the director's trying to get from you and so forth. So basically, when I'm directing from my acting experience, I know that the actors need certain keywords or so forth to get to this point or that point. And from the acting standpoint, I know the director is trying to get a certain feeling, and I'm trying to get a certain sense to meet that same requirement because I know what he's trying to think, so forth and so on. So it's really interesting because if you could actually listen into my brain as I'm actually going through the performance, it's very interesting because I would probably be considered ADD possibly. But I can actually fracture my brain to more.
Joshua Shaggy,
yes.
He's shaking his
yes.
head.
Yes. Yeah. But I can definitely I fracture myself to where it's like, I'm talking to myself, I was like, okay, you need to do this, and this is like, all right. I'm like, I'm actually directing myself in the middle of my performance in my head. It's like, okay, I need to be this way and so forth, because I already had the characters visualized. I was like, okay, well, this is how Roosevelt would act. Because this is how I would feel in this situation, so forth and so on. Because I've either been in situations like that, or I know people who are like that, and I just pull from those experiences. So for me, it's actually kind of easy just being the character and directing at the same time. Because I'm just like, All right, cool. I mean, Josh worries because, like, he sometimes feels like I don't remember my lines as much, but for me, it's more like I just kind of read them and I get them, and because, like, the greats, they actually just read a line most naturally, even though they don't have it memorized, but I have the character memorized. It's just kind of like a word thing, but it's something I'm working on. But then again, our first episode was definitely rough, but, I mean, other than that, it's kind of fun, really, because, like I said, I get to play two sides to myself, but then also at the same time, with the other actors, I'm interacting with them and so forth. It's like, I kind of get, in some ways, I get an advantage because not only am I reacting off of them, but I'm also directing them with my acting. It's like, okay, you need to do this, you know, get this back, because, like when we got up, when we found Tom for Jimmy, I mean, he was actually the only person that came out, but he was perfect for it. I mean, he had the look and everything.
My next question is, do you guys ever disagree on how a certain thing should be played? You, he being the writer, you being the director?
Yeah.
And how do you resolve that when you have two different perspectives?
Actually,
do you allow him to improv at all?
Actually, in the episode, Ricky's friend Corey, who plays our DJ, he actually had lines in the script, and Ricky forgot to give him the lines. And so we were like, oh crap, this is going to be a fucking disaster. And I think we did probably like 4 takes. Each one was different, but each one was even more hilarious.
Yeah, I noticed when I watched it, the DJ was pretty funny. Just
he
his,
is.
Just
yeah,
his reaction to
things. Dude, he's just naturally funny.
That's because, I mean, I know him personally. He's a really good friend of mine. I mean, actually more like a brother. And I just knew he would be fine in the series. I was like, it was kind of funny how I called him. I was like, look, I got a part for you. Because he's actually a real DJ. I was like, I got a hard part for you. I need you to play a DJ. Can you do that? And he was just like, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, yeah, no, hard role, right? It's like, you just basically do what you... It's like, basically do like you do when you're at the club and so forth like that. And just be you, because...
It actually worked out better because the DJ's lines in the script, there wasn't really any comedic effect to it. It was everything that was sandwiched in between it that was supposed to be the comedy. So,
I liked when he was just like, this is a whack-ass party.
Well, and that's really the idea.
Yeah,
like,
that
really,
was funny.
Like, the big premise with this show is that it's about a guy named, you know, Jimmy, who owns his bar in Las mm-hmm. Vegas, and he doesn't have a gaming license. So it's like the gaming capital of the world, and nobody can come in here and play slot machines. Why would anybody want to go into your bar? Mm-hmm. So that becomes the challenge. And it's like, all right, what can we do to get people into the bar? So when Roosevelt's like, how are you not going to be open on New Year's? Like, what the hell's your problem? And he's like, why should I? Nobody's going to fucking show up. So, you know, the idea is that, you know, the DJ's up there and he's like, all right, I got hired to do this. There's nobody in this fucking bar. So it's like, fuck this, man. I'm out of here. It's pretty whack.
My question is, are we ever going to get the big reveal? The girl, they walked in, because all we saw was from the back. I don't remember seeing her facially.
We did take a couple shots, like where they actually walked back, but we were going through the editing, it just kind of didn't fit because we filmed that
the time.
Separate days.
Ah, okay.
And because Tom was unavailable the day that we had the extras in, and so we're like, all right, well, let's see how we can make this work, and it just kind of fit the way we did that. I do have.
We might get to see, because I'm still working on a director's cut episode that might come out later.
Yeah.
It's like something because I love to edit as well and so forth and kind of play with. See if I can work a couple more. Because there's a couple of ad libs that Corey did, the DJ, that I really love. That I would love to see in there a little more. Kind of just
his elevator line cracked me up.
Yeah,
guys do a blooper reel?
Oh, yeah, we'll be doing those too.
We took 8 takes of me falling off a ladder. I'm sure
wow.
there's going to be a blooper reel.
Yeah, how long was the shoot? I mean, like, because I noticed that, like, when Ricky did it, I noticed that the outfit was different too. Was it supposed to be over a couple days,
yes,
or was it like
it was,
okay?
Yeah, there's 3 days in the actual episode.
Yeah,
we shot it over 2. We shot it over 2 days. We did about 3 hours the first day when we had Lena, who plays the brunette. The extras, I'll give a big shout out to Alex, Sean, Pedro, and CJ. They were fucking awesome. CJ actually is one of his songs is actually in the DJ mix. He goes by Hoodwink.
I was noticing that too. You guys have pretty good music in there.
Well, I mean, we went Full Sail as well. So, you know, I got a few connections through there. Just, you know, talking with friends, be like, hey, you know, I know you guys, you know, do some music and stuff, so, you know.
Not to mention, I just have to give a shout out because it's a brother thing. Our brother's also featured in one of the songs as well, also. He's also going to be doing the future, intro song as well, title song for us. He's been shooting back and forth and collaborating and so forth like that. So, because I know nice. he gets shit done. So, mm-hmm. he's like a better version of me, which is kind of hard to be, but.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. Yeah, can somebody like, pat him on the back? Somebody pat him on the back.
I can't read.
I don't know. From a just came from all sin is ego.
You're underselling yourself.
Yeah, you're slacking in your self-esteem there, buddy.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it's like, I know I'm good, but it's like, it's just, I don't know, it's like, he's my little brother, I'm proud of him. It's just, mm-hmm. he does music, I love music too, but I also do film as well. Originally I was going to do music, but he started on that, I was like, well, shit, why are we both doing music? I'll do the film side, you do the music, and later on, I'll just flip over, go back and forth and so forth. And, no, I mean, because he's a hilarious, like, people say I'm a wise ass. I think my brother's funnier than me because he actually says 10 times funnier shit than I do. It's like,
wow.
So I was just like, I mean, but like I said, I'm proud of him. I mean, so forth. And every time I get the chance, I big up him and so forth like that. So, I mean, and, he actually really, I mean.
Still waiting to hear the song, by the way.
Oh yeah, well, before you hear it, I gotta approve it before I pass on you because I'm also his worst critic. Because mm-hmm. I will let him know, it's like, dude, that shit's whack. Get the fuck, you know.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's how you have
what
to
a nice
be.
Guy.
You can't get better if you don't
I
do
have
that.
To bring something up just to jump off of that because, you know, if you guys don't know, tonight is the premiere of American Idol.
Yeah.
And the Ooh. Thing that made me think about it was him saying about how he's his brother's critic. And for a lot of families, we are, you know, our family's worst critics. But sometimes you see people on American Idol that apparently no one in their family ever told them
like,
that they could not sing.
Like, what the fuck are you doing singing?
Yeah,
reality TV is staged. Fox goes through and they literally pay these people extra to go on camera and embarrass the hell out of them.
Dude, and you know what? And I can speak
Why
from experience.
Why didn't I do this when I needed money? Because I could embarrass myself.
Wait,
I'm
know
not
what?
A good singer
I can
at
speak
all.
From experience that, like, even where the place that I worked,
Why
they had
I,
a
like,
diva search.
Get $1 million contract to sing She Bangs for like.
She Bangs!
You hear me?
Yeah.
Where I worked, they had a $100,000 diva search. And they had divas sending all their shit and blah, 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 blah. They knew for maybe the third week, after they eliminated all these other chicks from all these other states and they had their 12, they knew who was going to win. But they decided to make it into an episode and everybody vote. Let's
you
vote.
You got your nails done and hair did before that, didn't you?
You goddamn right. No, but what I'm saying is that it's all that shit is bullshit. It's like,
yeah,
fuck.
This is true.
It's good for them,
watch,
though. It's
except
good,
for
it's
Bad
good
Girls Club.
It's good marketing.
I love
and
Bad Girls Club.
Advertisers yeah. on the flip side would be like, look how many people we just got to vote.
Yeah, because I mean,
you should
I know
invest
so many
in the advertise on our TV
American
show.
Oh, yeah.
Just to watch those auditions. They won't watch the
That's
actual
what
audition.
I do. I don't watch
they
the competition.
They watch
the
auditions.
I want to watch the
rejects. And the ratings. That's what's
that's,
well,
a,
that's
a high,
more highly rated.
Which is also why, if you notice throughout the show, they started showing even more bad people as the contest progresses.
Yeah.
They
keep
caught
you.
On.
But without Simon's reaction to that horrible shit,
yeah,
the show's
true.
Whack now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They need the person to really
they
be
need
honest.
The ass.
Yeah,
don't
they,
have
even Simon's show X Factor hasn't gone anywhere.
No.
And they paid boku bucks for Britney Spears. And
for her to sit
watch.
There and just say, that was amazing. That's all Shipper says. That was amazing.
It's fucked up.
She's gone now, though. She's leaving
yeah.
at the end of the year.
What's really fucked up is you have a show like say, like, American Idol, right? And you have... I won't want to compare it because, you know, Lady Sasha is a fucking Mariah Carey Mark. But you have someone that can sing...
Yeah, Mariah!
No, wait, let me...
That, like,
somebody can sit there, right? And they can sing on par as, like, Mariah.
Yes.
And people will shit on that. But if somebody raps like Trinidad James... Those are the kind of shows that.
I'll go to everything.
That's but the failure shows. You guys are absolutely right. The failure shows are the ones that get the most ratings.
Mm-hmm. I thought when I had to keep going back, but the Trinidad James thing, when I first saw that, I thought it was a parody video. Like, I straight up thought it was a parody video. I didn't know it was a real rapper. And then when I saw the news stories that he got like a $2 million contract, I was like, this guy is for real?
I thought it was Jerome.
There's a rumor that the Martin TV show is actually suing him because of his likeness to Jerome.
Yeah. Who? What? Wait. What? How? Why? What?
Soldier Boy.
Write that down.
For Game Design.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna go see. I want his autograph.
He needs to do that. Is anything that keeps him off of music?
Don't come to gaming.
Soulja Boy?
Yeah, no, he might actually have
some. He's gonna make a crank that video.
I need more rhythm.
I need a new dance sensor.
Yeah, you
now the game was
like, now that Soulja Boy's making video games, I need more rhythm.
And the way he got popular was so. Do you know how he got popular? He was straight fraudulent. All he did was he put his videos on YouTube and mislabeled them as Jay-Z.
Laney.
So people are clicking on it thinking they're gonna watch a Jay-Z video. And that's back in the day where. Hold on. That's back in the day where. On YouTube, you used to get the full view just for somebody clicking. They've changed that now that you don't get the view unless someone's watched your video all the way through. Sorry, I just geeked out for a minute. I love the internet a lot.
Yo.
Me too. Yeah. Free stuff.
Yes.
How could you not hate?
There's another one.
Where's all the rum gone?
That's not rum.
Where's the rum gone?
That's not rum.
Can you do me a favor? Can you look up Mark Twain with a little bit more of a drink because we ran out of the other stuff?
Yes, Mark Twain needs whiskey.
Yo, what happened to...
He's having a Jack Sparrow moment. He's just wondering where has the rum gone.
Somebody came and drank some of this shit?
How many? What are you talking about? Oh, yeah, that I drink.
When? When did you do that?
Tell me when.
When did you do that? Because it was halfway full of 2 days ago.
I bought it.
And you did what?
I can do what I want.
Sorry, who bought it?
Grandma bought it.
No, wait.
Me, I do what I want.
Gold all in my neck.
Just watch.
Yeah. Honky, honky, honky.
Because I can't say the other word.
No, you should redo that video. Instead of call yourself Trinidad James, call yourself...
Winter Park James?
No. No, Sicilian James. Sicilian Jimmy.
No, Sicilian Steve.
Steve? There's no Sicilians named Steve. They're going to be Tony, Bobby, Ricky, Jimmy.
Okay, Sicilian
no
Rocco.
Sicilian Rocco. Ricky, Bobby, there you go.
Hey, hey, hey. Hold on to my neck, motherfucker.
No.
Fuck you.
You got me.
Fungu, motherfucker. Like that kind of shit. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, find a way of working the words bada boom, bada bing into the song as well.
Should I get white gloves too and start stepping and fucking fetching it too? Because that's kind of like racial shit.
We have to get back into. I don't want to be lectured about Jersey Shore again, so I will drop it.
Yeah, Jersey Shore.
I was lectured about Jersey Shore and how it's shucking and jiving for his people and how I am not allowed to say the word Guido because I'm not Italian.
Who ain't Italian? No. No, but what they did was they made Italians look retarded, dude. They made Italians look retarded.
And she's not even Italian. They make
people in general look retarded.
Yo, I'd rather watch Honey Boo Boo.
MTV sucks dick.
Yeah, they do.
Hey, did you watch that new show?
Yeah.
BT.
Black Embarrassing Television.
Thank
that's what
you.
I call it.
Thank you.
I like the WB the best or UPN.
Say that about Tyler Perry.
Yeah, sure.
I'd rather watch
I don't
UPN.
Like Tyler Perry for this reason. I have to say this. Every light-skinned black woman in his movies are evil bitches that are godless. Why is that, Tyler? Why do you hate light-skinned black women? We're always evil bitches in your movie. I don't like that. Change it. I'm just saying.
The dark skinned dudes are always the
yeah, they're
white
evil.
Beers.
Yeah, they beat the hell
you
out of women.
You can't pass the paper bag test. You ain't light skinned.
I can't pass the paper. Why are you talking about the paper bag test? Plus, I had the blue vein thing, too. There's all kinds of. America has a fucked up racial history.
Dave, you know what? I'm sorry. Mark Twain is darker than you.
No, he's not.
Turn your arm this way.
That's just because I've been
look
out in the sun.
I've been in the sun. That's all. That's
that
all.
It's kind of more red than brown.
Yeah, that's more. I mean,
you know what? Up here, I'm not.
Wow.
Up here, I'm not.
Holy
there you go.
Farmer's tan.
Hey.
Dude, that's a straight farmer's tan, bro.
Wow.
I had to top down. That's why I was like,
oh,
he
yeah.
took a white guy in the top
down. Yeah, he'd be like, hey, guys.
I'm gonna
what
need you
to
not
what,
go to church and come
what would
into
I
work
be in a Tyler
on
Perry
Sunday
movie?
If you want to keep your
what
job.
What would I be in the Tyler Perry movie?
I've never seen an Italian in a Tyler Perry movie that I can recall. I've only seen maybe three of his movies. I saw.
You
that
watched
like three too many.
Yeah, I only watched the ones with Madea in it because she is hilarious.
You mean
those are Tyler Perry?
You could call it. You could call it stereotypical, but Madea really does remind me of my grandmother because my grandmother's from New Orleans and she also has a gun and she does a lot of Madea type
Dude,
stuff.
Dude, she clicked that motherfucker in my ear when I first met her. She was like, "I ain't worried about that shit. I got this shit covered." And I was like, "What the fuck?" I'm like, yo!
Okay.
It's like a 75-year-old woman clicking a fucking
gun.
I'm
let
like,
me
ah!
tell the story the right way. We were at my grandmother's house, and the news was on. And they were telling a story about how this 80-year-old woman someone broke into her house and she started screaming. And my grandmother, being 85, says, this is the way I'm going to scream. And she came out where, I think, was it 32?
38. Oh, and all I heard was...
And she just went, that's how I'm going to scream.
It was a revolver on her. Click, click. And I was like, what the
but
fuck
is this? That's New Orleans. If you ask her, I said, nice. Grandma, why do you have a gun? She said, everybody in New Orleans has a gun. That's what she told me. No, I'm telling the truth. So just know, if you go to New Orleans,
really,
everybody has a gun.
Anybody who worked for SWAT would know that.
What is that? Central Connecticut State University? Looks kind of
no.
like it.
No.
It's $100 bill is the bag of it, and then the building is on the bank.
But that's in PA. Who did?
Who
we all
that?
Know that. That's...
I didn't know it. I'm not that familiar.
That's because you never had $100 bill.
Oh! That's cold.
That's racist.
No, I'm going to take it one step further. No, I actually have bank accounts. Poor people like you actually have to cash your checks and carry cash.
Oh.
What's funny is this picture is posted by a Christian music artist, and he's the one holding the $100 bill up. You know, so like...
Well, they do pass around a collection plate a lot of
you know
times.
What? I'm not even talking. I'm stepping away from that conversation.
Okay, that's fine. Right,
that's fine.
On to the next one. We have about,
on to
10,
the next
more.
One.
We have about 10 more minutes, so let's make a count.
Let's talk about...
What did you say?
Fuck an old school jersey.
Oh, we forgot about... Jersey. We forgot to talk about that. Sports. We didn't talk about that at all. That's
oh,
that's
you mean
your realm.
You mean the fact that we have two Philadelphia Eagles and New York Yankee fans, and then we have a fucking Vagiant. We have three Yankee fans here. One
I will admit.
Do I have to pull up my
I will admit, first and foremost, I am a Vagiant fan.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
I was born in Washington,
Pennsylvania.
You're a Vagiant. You're a Vagiant fan. That's just saying, San Francisco 49ers fan.
Look, we're the NFC Championship, bitch. What?
But
Kaepernick.
Oh.
What?
Kaepernick. That motherfucker. Yo, he looks like somebody.
Looks what? Like a champion. That's
what happened
like
to Alex Smith.
Hey, I feel bad. I feel bad for Alex. But
you know where Alex Smith is going? He's going to Philadelphia.
That's fine. That's okay.
You don't think so, bro? You serious? I don't want Nick Foles.
I'd take Foles over Smith.
And I don't want Vic either. Vic's overrated, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yo,
Vic's just
washed
up, man.
He's done.
Yeah.
Call it a night. He's
huh?
done. Call it a night. That kid's done.
Oh, Vic?
Yeah.
But you have Eli Manning, though, so...
Eli's going to be, you know, a great for the rest of his career.
He's
a Hall of Famer from when he was a rookie. But still, Vic came back. The only reason he came back the way he came back is because he had something to prove after...
He had
something to prove after the dogfighting thing.
Yeah,
he had that great year, and he proved it, and then he's like, well, I'm done. Who's got some more pit bulls? You know, like, he's done now. He's washed up. Kick him out. He's old, and he's got nothing left
See,
to prove.
See, the difference is, though...
How old
Vic
is he?
Treats
is,
a
he
defense
is he like Brett Favre?
The way white people treat Ebonics. Can't read it.
Yeah, goddamn right. Dude, that motherfucker, seriously, bro.
And that's
that
why we write
can't read
it. Y'all can't read it.
Dude, that motherfucker could not read a blitz. You can have seven motherfuckers on one side. You know how there's 11 people on the field? You can have seven on one side and he'll still call a play. Not, he won't. He'll get fucked up.
Well, that's what's great about the Mannings, because they'll see it from...
Manning's a mouth-breathing
both
retard.
Of them.
I don't give a goddamn what
he
say.
Hey, he may be a mouth-breathing retard, but his mouth breathes...
Yeah,
hey, blitz on that
thing
side.
Called a Vic face.
Yeah.
Okay? There is a Manning face.
Okay, what's the Manning face?
You're good.
Wait, hold on, wait.
My Manning
wait.
Face is the Down
this
syndrome.
This is what happens when you throw an interception, it goes like this.
Oh, you're saying he's Bethel?
You know what? Be quiet, because you're a fucking Saints fan. I don't want to hear nothing that you guys say.
I just like their chant.
Kaepernick.
I just like their
so
chant
let's talk
in,
about
their, in their colors.
Kaepernick. I have to tell you right now that my prediction for the Super Bowl is the 49ers and the Ravens. I don't want Tom Brady in there again, because I'm tired of Tom Brady.
Fuck Brady, fuck the Patriots. Put it in.
From the Red Sox fan.
Exactly. he doesn't even like Tom Brady.
Nobody
Red
likes
Sox
Tom
fan.
Brady. Nobody does. Even Janelle doesn't. She's just faking it for the money.
It's
huh?
Giselle.
Wow. Giselle, whatever the name is.
Yeah, he's got more money than he does.
That's funny.
No, Beyonce.
This is a Beyonce Jay-Z situation.
Yeah. Wait, could you think? But she can really take it though, can't she? She could. Is she a wide receiver now? She was a tight end when she first met her. Right now, she's a wide receiver.
I'm not.
Wow.
She plays for the Packers and the Oilers.
There you go. Oh. That, you know where I got that from? That was my Jerry Sandusky joke. From back in the day.
The Yankees.
The Yankees.
Now you're just crossing sports.
Dude, seriously.
Quit while you're ahead, man.
This is the Packers and the Oilers. That's cold.
That was good, though. Pretty good. I have to give him that. Anything else, Miss Producer?
Oh, I was on
Google. I think she was Googling the Manning face.
No, I was just on Google Plus, and I got a lot of notifications. Unfortunately, no
did
more.
Did you get
no
more big penises?
No more dicks. No more dicks.
How did you get... I don't understand how
should
you got a penis.
Should I take that as a compliment? Like, I'm just trying to figure out what goes through a guy's mind.
You know what? That should have been
maybe
a compliment.
Maybe he was just throwing bait out into the Google Plus pool of, like, a spam of his cock.
It's just
and
so...
then seeing who came back with, like, yummy.
Hey,
you know, just like
is,
a,
your dick
audience.
Is sexy. What does
like
the rest
Google
of you look
audience
like?
Audience
yeah,
is not the send a picture of your dick audience. That is the Craigslist audience. That is the Twitter
but
audience.
No, can I?
It's
no, seriously. No, I just brought up a good point, right?
What?
When someone takes a photo of their cock, right, and they send it to everybody, whoever says to you, man, your dick looks good, what does the rest of you look like? What if the dude looks like fucking stir fried shit?
You mean like Anthony Weiner?
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I remember that.
Yeah.
The Wiener scandal?
Yeah. And he had the name. I had the last name Wiener.
He has last name
the
Wiener.
Fact that you don't have to give it a new name.
That was his...
The fact that you don't have to give it the new name of being a Wiener scandal.
Yeah.
And you can just be like, yo, it was the Wiener scandal. You'd be like, are you talking about the Wiener or the Wiener? Mm-hmm. Yeah, both.
Yeah.
You know?
See,
like,
but the problem I have, though, the problem I have, right, is us men, when we send a photo of our dick, you can pretty much tell what the fuck
for the record,
is.
Mark Twain has
it's
never
either,
done that.
It's either circumcised or it's long. If a woman sends you a photo of their clit, they all look the same, bro.
That's totally not true.
Mm. That is true.
No, it's
except for the fat chick I dated once. But,
oh,
nah.
God.
Oh, let's not go there.
That's not true.
Let's not go there.
The sweat and the wiping. And
I feel like I had to take a shower every time I hear that story.
Yeah, well,
I need hand sanitizer.
How many times have you told that story?
Twice.
Well,
twice.
I'm so glad to not have been present during those moments.
Yeah, I wish I hadn't
you
been.
I haven't been either. It's imagery that I cannot erase.
I told
from
the story
mind.
We were deep in
it's
the woods.
It's just one of those stories that
I
makes you go.
Listen, the story was told there was a bunch of guys and we were in the woods by water.
We marked to second grade. I can't.
It was wonderful.
Thanks. I'm glad about that.
We passed out hand sanitizer at the end
of
the store.
Yes, of course. You want
to
smell my
we were like, here you go.
Why did you do that? That was not funny at all.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I almost got whiplash.
A little funny.
Jumping back.
Yo, that's the worst thing in the world. I had,
my
wife do that to me once.
Smell this.
No, she said, here, smell my hand. And I remember going, why the fuck do I want to smell your hand?
When
she's like, no,
that?
You did that to me once.
When?
You said, here, smell my hand. And I was like, why am I...
What the hell was on my hand?
It was lotion or whatever, but you're like, here, smell
oh,
this.
Oh, probably like perfume
lotion.
Yeah,
but they were like, smell this. And I was like,
I didn't
fuck
think about
am I?
It that way.
Guys always do
it.
You know what? You never think of anything like that. Why don't you tell the story about your jig of...
Oh, I had this awesome idea, but then I had
to second
guess
this shit.
Right? We were in a car, and they were talking about how P. Diddy has a liquor. So I was like, Jay-Z
back in the day.
Yeah, I said, Jay-Z should have one. They should call it Jigaboos. And then I was like, oh, wait.
She said,
we're tired.
No. She said it with a straight face.
No.
Like, they should call it Jigaboos.
I had that technical.
That's just like, I can just hear that. Just like,
but when the thought first hit me, I didn't think about
when
the
when she said it,
I didn't think about the historical context. I just thought about, like jigga and booze, like what you drink booze. But then when I put it together and the historical context hit me, I was like, no, that's not a good idea.
We yeah, shall for a hot second. That's right. You're saying it wrong. You know, I worked at a school.
The king just turned over in his grave.
Yesterday was his birthday, wasn't
did you
it?
Hear that song?
Was yesterday Martin Luther King's
no.
birthday?
No.
Yes,
yeah,
it was.
Well, I'm Italian and Irish. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sorry. But anyways... The
you
teacher I worked with,
Day
I remember I worked with a teacher, and it was Black History Month, right? She was like, we're going to have a party in the classroom. We need, Tony, man, we need you to go to get the food. I'm like, all right. I went to go. I'm like, yeah, I got to pick up this food for blah, blah, blah in this classroom. They're like, okay, here you go. Here's your fried chicken. And they're like, and some collard greens. And I remember I called Lady Shasha on the phone, like, how the fuck does the teacher celebrate Black History Month with fried chicken and collard greens? And she was
that
like,
sounds like a damn party to me.
That's not saying. Black history, that's slave history.
That's still Black history.
We've had a history before that. It could have been. I said, she could have went to an African restaurant, maybe.
What you want
to
get?
Look, we're talking about African American history.
Name African food.
We ate fried chicken. We didn't eat African shit. We ate fried fucking chicken. Don't get it.
Yeah, but it's not African American History Month. It's Black History Month.
Yeah.
It's Black people. We're not even African American. We're just Black.
When you get pulled over, you're Black.
So what do us Caribbean people do during Black History Month?
I don't know.
But we get carnival. We have carnival. We party.
They eat turtle soup.
No.
They eat
No, we put on some sequins and loud music, and we have carnival in August.
You wear scantily. You're like 400 pounds. You wear scantily clad.
Oh hell yeah!
Shit.
You cannot. There's one type of woman you can never tell she's not sexy, and that is a fat Jamaican woman.
A West Indian
she
woman.
She will tell you, I'm the sexiest thing you ever see. You can't tell me wrong. Can't tell? Can't tell them. They could be
Miss Cleo.
600 pounds.
No, she was
she
fake.
Was a fake Jamaican. She was not a real
Jamaican.
She was
Jamaican.
She was Jamaican.
She was not Jamaican. That's like
turkey bacon.
just
bacon it.
It don't even smell good when it's cooking.
No.
Turkey bacon.
You gotta burn it to make it taste good.
On the reverse side of it, the West Indian men are the same way. They could be 4 foot tall, have one tooth, and completely
drive
bald.
A boxy
and
ass
they will think they are the sexiest thing that has ever come up to you. And I don't know where they get this kind of self-esteem from.
What are you talking about? That's like general men and men in general. Any race. It's like, they can be fat, bald,
I know,
3,000 pounds, and he'd be like,
Asian dude, get in my belly.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean,
I miss Austin Powers. How come he doesn't do another one of those movies? Sorry.
You've been talking about it.
Yeah. Oh, well, it looks like the time's up. So, that's the end of the show.
We gotta sign off, bitches. Check me out. Any hate mail or any hate tweets, send them to @TonyMan00 on fucking Twitter, you cocksuckers, and I'll respond.
Why did you have to use that term? I was about to give out my Twitter address, but I might get more pictures of dicks. So y'all just have to find where I am on Twitter. I'm not telling
you.
You
are out for the show.
I'm not telling you.
You are out for the show.
Yeah.
Now what?
Holler your shit, brother.
Yeah.
You are out for the show.
Shout it out, son.
Shout out.
Shout it out, son.
Odds of winning. Odds of winning.
What a director was that?
Think of it as the odds of winning the lotto, which are slim to
yes.
Mark Twain?
Astronomical.
Oh.
Mark Twain, you got a shout out, Mark Twain?
Yeah. Shout out CEO.
What up, Jim? And Mark Twain wants to say what up to Jim.
My wife, Alexandra in Virginia.
Your wife's name is Alexandria and she lives in Virginia?
Yes.
Do you realize that there is a...
She wants to move to Alexandria. She said it's fly as fuck over there. Mommy, I love you. Enrique, Carlos, Cecilia, I love you guys.
Hey, we're taking good care of your husband. He's cool.
By
Anything
the way,
else, brother?
Look for Odds of Winning on YouTube.
That is it's great.
Make sure that you like that video, share that video, tweet that video, repost that video.
OddsofWinning.net.
And Hennickle, you owe me some money.
Hennickle. OddsofWinning.net, KaiEpsilonOmega.net. Y'all, come get it. Come get it.
Yes. TonyMan00 at double whatever. Eat
right.
A dick, bitch.
I don't even know you're on Twitter at all.
Yeah, for real.
Eat a
it's
dick.
It's like, find me on Twitter.
Yeah. Deuces, bitches.